It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Party music!
Republican Party music as Republicans in Michigan
and elsewhere, some of them at least,
try to reposition their party vis-a-vis gay rights and especially gay marriage. It's one of the issues that's killing Republicans among younger voters.
This week, Michigan Republican National Committee man David Ajima put that dilemma front and center with a post on his Facebook page. It was an old and pretty much discredited piece that outlines, quote unquote, quote, facts about homosexuality, like gay people are responsible for half the murders in large cities. And as a national committeeman from Michigan, Ajima helped set the direction on the Republican National Committee. He was elected last year by a Republican state convention.
Swept in by a Tea Party insurgency, this Facebook post took the simmering conundrum facing Republicans and turned up the heat. The rest of the public is watching as Republicans try to resolve this question. Is it possible to simultaneously be against gay marriage and against discrimination that targets gay people?
Some Michigan Republicans are calling on Ajima to resign.
And a lot of Democrats are saying, no, no, please don't.
So true. And Ajima and his position certainly still have plenty of supporters within the Republican Party.
Meanwhile, on another front, a budget bill just signed by the governor includes money for dredging around harbors and marinas. Now, interestingly, it has boilerplate anti-discrimination language in it, that the money can't go to any entity that discriminates based on race, gender, etc.
Right. And for the first time that we're aware of, at least, that list also includes sexual orientation.
But you know what? No one will take credit for it, Zoe. It's like it just magically appeared. You know, our legislature has refused for the longest time to amend the state's civil rights law to do the same thing. You know, Zoe, I'm wondering why someone didn't introduce that bill in this session.
Note to Democrats, missed messaging opportunity.
But you know, it was a Republican who introduced the first bill in the Michigan legislature to protect gay people from discrimination. It was 1983. State Representative Jim Dressel from a very conservative district near Holland did it.
Yeah, and it ended his political career. He lost a Republican primary the following year to an opponent he'd easily beat before.
Much later, he quietly came out and became an activist for gay rights. He died 21 years ago this week. I remember talking to Jim Dressel not too long before that. We were talking about Republican politics, and he was bemoaning the party's drift to the right. And he said, they just keep making it harder and harder to pull the lever under the elephant.
Rick, I think you're showing your age. That means he pulled the lever in those old voting machines that let a voter vote a straight party ticket.
And I was amazed because he was such a centrist. I kind of went, you're still voting a straight Republican ticket? But that brings us to another interesting point, and that is there is a gay Republican subculture that refuses to abandon the party.
Right. Say log cabin Republicans, you know, fiscal conservatives who stick with the GOP, wishing their party would step away from social issues, who just never felt at home in the Democratic Party. So Republicans have a base to work from.
That they really don't know how to handle when a significant portion of the Republican base still remains vehemently opposed to gay marriage and gay rights. Governor Rick Snyder was asked about it this week. Which brings us to this week's cheap audio stunt.
Tap dancing. Okay, here's what he really said.
That's not a topic I would spend a lot of time on as a practical matter, because in particular in Michigan, it's in Michigan's Constitution. So I view it as I'm here to follow through the laws of the state of Michigan. It was decided by the voters some years ago, so it's an issue that was decided in Michigan.
He's not for it. He's not against it. Someone else decided this. There's also a federal court case pending on Michigan's gay marriage ban, and the crux of the question there is this. Is marriage a basic right that everyone's entitled to? Or is it more of a privilege, like a driver's license that can be voted on in an election or by the legislature? Whether he wanted to or not, the governor just took a stand. Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the run.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Oh, this dude is out of sight. Everything he does seems